Joining us this morning with a look at what's happening on Beacon Hill is State Representative Patrick Kearney. Representative, good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Dan. Thanks for having me.
So first of all, something I wanted to talk to you about, big news around here, something I know you're probably very excited about. The Coast Guard Station in Scituate remains open.
Yeah, that's very, very exciting. I know that we have spoken a couple times on the air about this. It was a great partnership between our federal delegation, our state delegation, a bunch of local leaders, but most importantly, we got a lot of input from residents in Marshfield and Scituate to the Coast Guard on the importance of keeping it open, and we fought hard to do it. It was a two-month-long process, and we were successful, so I'm very excited. It's going to be even more exciting when the Coast Guard saves a couple people next summer and the summers to come. It really is an essential part of our community, and I'm grateful that we were successful in keeping it open.
Now, something also you've been working on, you have a resolve in the docket that would establish a commission to study the effects of offshore wind projects on local fisheries.
Yeah, it's a bill that we've been working on for a little while now as we look at the zoning for offshore wind projects, not only around the country, but more specifically here in Massachusetts. It's critical that the folks that have been using those waters for decades are respected, that their fisheries are respected, that we're understanding the impacts that we're having on the environment, not only with the consumption of fossil fuels and the emergence of renewable energy, but we also have to make sure that our sustainable resources and our food resources in the area are not being too disrupted. And that's something that I want to make sure I'm fighting for the local fishermen on.
And quickly, you also recently hosted a press conference at the aquarium on climate change.
Yeah, it was last week. We had an awesome forum with Joe Rossi from the Massachusetts Coastal Coalition. We were there with Senator Bill Golden talking about the importance of being aware of the increasing flood issues. We have a bill that we filed to modernize private flood insurance in Massachusetts. It's based on a bill that was filed in South Carolina. It lowered premiums. It doubled private flood insurance policies. And Massachusetts is the number one state in New England for repetitive loss properties, most of which are on the South Shore. So we have to really be making sure that people are aware of increasing ocean threats and that their homes and their financial positions in their homes are protected. So that's what we were doing last week. We have a bill to change that. We're running some different forums online for folks, and it was just a great week. So hopefully people tune in to floodawareness.org. If they have any further questions, and we'd love any support from folks as we continue to move through the legislative process on that.
All righty. Well, we're going to have to leave it there, but thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it.
Dan, thanks for having me on this morning.
Thank you.